Welcome to the Journey 8. I'm Reverend Judy Hausner, and I invite you to spend the next hour with me as we discover some Christian music and dialogue. The Journey 8 is an outreach ministry of Life's Journey United Church Christ in Burlington, North Carolina. Come visit us sometime.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin.
Divine. That was "O Holy Night," sung by yours truly. I want to keep you in the Christmas spirit. So we're going to have a little mix of songs from new artists that came across our plate this year, and some Christmas songs from Joy, our Christmas album that I recorded earlier. So welcome, everyone, to the last broadcast of the Journey 8 for 2016. As I mentioned in our December 5th show, I usually don't have any special guests during the end of the year because, let's face it, you want to chill and be with family, and listening to the show is much more relaxing than being on the show. Trust me. I've gotten better at it after 3.5 years, though. Tonight, we're going to spend some time reviewing some of the new music sent to us by new artists, and of course, we'll continue to listen to some Christmas songs. It was a year of change in many ways. Some good, some not so good. And it was a year where we practiced faith and kindness, especially when hatred was brewing around us. I believe that's how I'm going to remember 2016. Now, before I jump, well, I'm not feeling much like jumping these days, but before I jump into anything else, I want to play one of my favorite songs. And I found this song this year, even though it was recorded several years ago, by two of my favorite folk slash country recording artists, Carrie Newcomer and Allison Krauss. The song I use, okay, let's rephrase that because that's bad grammar. I use the song as my opening song many times. And I think the theme just fits the Journey 8. So I'm asking you to listen carefully to the words and see how they may have applied to you in 2016. The song is called "The Gathering of Spirits."
Let it go, my love, my truest, let it sail on silver wings. Life's a twinkling, that's for certain, but it's such a fine thing. There's a gathering of spirits, there's a festival of friends.
You know, I just love that song. The words are awesome. And we'll take up where we left off when we all meet again. You know, something to hope for? Yeah. All right, Gathering of Spirits, again with Allison Krauss and Carrie Newcomer. Okay, well, I don't know if you've noticed, but I sound like I have a frog in my throat, and of course I do. I've been trying to recover from bronchitis, and I just sound like a lumberjack. I apologize. Been a bad bug. Yes, yes, yes. But that does not squash my Christmas spirit. Bring it on, as they say. Okay, so for those of you who are new and listening for the first time or haven't listened for a while, you know, one of the things that we try to do is mix in songs from new artists and old on the Journey 8. And I have people tell me that they love the music we pick. The we is four of us, basically. And I listen to every song that's sent in. And a lot of times they're sent in by the manager of the group or the artist. And we've never met. He's just heard about the Journey 8. And we get some phenomenal recordings. So I listen to every single song that's sent in, and I don't guarantee that every song will get played, but it's rare that I have to return one. Sometimes they just don't fit on a Christian show, you know what I mean? So I encourage you, if you are an artist or a group and you want some airtime, a Christian-based airtime, I encourage you to send us your music. You can send it to me at revjudy@minister.com. That's revjudy, all one word, @minister.com. You know, speaking, and this is an awesome young lady, let me tell you. Speaking of a new voice, this young lady was presented to me a few months ago by her manager. And I thought, she seems awful young to have a voice, but let's see. And I played the music, and wow, I was stunned. Her name is Jokia Williams, and she has a song, and an album actually, called Amen. And I'm a big gospel person, and I think you'll like this song. Let's listen to Amen.
That I'm not my own. Deliver me,
set me free from bondage. I'm really just a wannabe. I know that I'm not my own.
Wow. Again, the young lady, Jokia Williams. And something about that song just kind of hits you all the way down to the feet, to the top of your head. And she's got it, I tell you. You know, I receive music from people all over the world. And it's interesting, the younger generation, I call everyone the younger generation these days. I'm just so old, you know. The 20s and 30s. The rhythm to the music. We would have never thought back in the 50s to sing a song like this. Never. You know, we were hymnal peoples. Hymnal peoples, whatever that is. And it's so encouraging and so moving to hear a voice like this and some of the other voices we've heard be free to really have a, I guess you could say, a good old-fashioned come to Jesus song. So, Amen by Jokia Williams. Now, here's an interesting little bit of information. I haven't shared with you, but I'm going to. Okay, why not? Okay, I will. A while back, someone had asked me what I thought made the Journey 8 different than other Christian broadcasts, other than we have no money and we're small. Okay, take those two things out. What makes us different? So I stopped for a second, and I said, I believe one of the things that makes the Journey 8 different is the honesty that we use to spread the word to you. I stopped and I said, is that right in my head? And then I said, yes. It makes our show unique. It's the honesty in which we present our agenda. And I try in so many ways to get a spiritual message across to y'all out there. I can't believe I talk Southern. You know, I was born in Detroit, lived in California for a zillion years, and I moved and lived in Florida when I was a kid. But I come back to North Carolina, and within 6 months, I'm saying, y'all, over there, peace, a fur way down the street, and so on and so forth. Huh. Easy to pick up, kind of like other things. So I told this person that, you know, the honesty in which we present our agenda, and I try really not to run guilt trips, shame, or anger on your part. I'm not here to tell you everything you've done wrong in your life, because I've got a list that's probably longer than yours. We all come short, so the Bible says. And it's not my place, as you know, if you've listened to me for any time, to be your judge or to be your accuser. My job, I believe, in this evangelical trip I'm on, is just to get you to settle down and listen to your heart. Listen to the spiritual messages that come through to you. I believe there is a way we all can feel included without being marginalized or made to feel lesser than. You know, some churches are actually getting it right. You know, they aren't like they used to be. And the key, I believe, is to find your peace within yourself and then seek out the place, the church or synagogue or whatever, where your spirit can be renewed. If you walk into that church or prayer house or whatever, and you sit down and you are not easy about the atmosphere, the message, whatever, then you need to leave that church and not return. Because there's another place you should be. You know, I tell people that and they say, oh, I can't do that. That's rude. No, what's rude is to stay someplace where you're not happy. That's rude. So I look at the Journey 8 as a stepping stone in the direction, and by all means, I hope that 2017 lets us become more interactive. I want to hear from you. This is supposed to be a talk show. I'm supposed to listen to you. You're supposed to call in and tell me something. You know, maybe it'll work. I get numbers every week on the people that are listening to the show. And I say, see, there are people out there listening to me, and it's more than 12. And why won't they call in? So that's the big job. I want to talk to you and hear you and hope that you become comfortable talking to me and so on and so forth. So for 2017, let's make that happen. I know I have listeners out there that have followed me this whole 3.5 years. Because I hear from you from time to time. You know, call me. All right, let's move on. I'm done preaching. Wasn't that painless? Your feet didn't fall off. When I was recording Joy for this year's Christmas album, I really wanted to have Away in the Manger on it. It's just a favorite little song of mine. The little melody just always bounces in my head. And so I realized that an adult voice with my mezzo-soprano voice just doesn't work on the song. I wasn't happy with it. I sounded like I am, an old lady trying to sing like a child. So I asked one of the children at church, who sings like a little bird. She's awesome. And I asked her, you know, if she would like to try it and see if she was interested in singing it. So the following song is the result. And I want to tell you, she practiced at home. It's a secret. It's a secret. I won't say it very loud. She came into my studio, and within 3 takes, she had this song. I couldn't believe it. 3 takes. It's probably one of the most popular songs on the album, and I had nothing to do with it. What does that mean? Here is Miss Skylar Foxworth singing Away in the Manger.
Stop.
Yeah. Perfect voice for one of my songs that I just love and love and love. What a trooper she is. And I think you might hear from her again in 2017. Who knows? No one can sing a song like that except a child, because it was written in the tense of a child talking to Jesus. So, of course, how perfect. Anyway, that was Skylar Foxworth and a song called Away in the Manger. Yes. And she's going to be singing that at church next Sunday morning for our Christmas Day celebration. And it's going to be awesome. All right. This young man blew my shoes off when I heard the album his manager sent me. I could not believe that someone as young as this gentleman could be so talented and have such a deep, deep appreciation of Jesus being in his life. Now, I'm going to save his music and the rest of his story for our show on January 16th, which is Martin Luther King Day. And the reason why I'm going to do that is Mandela Dunamis, which is the young man's name, has a song on his album called I Have a Dream. And it's an awesome song. It really is. And it's taken basically from the script or the thoughts of Martin Luther King during his famous speech. And I believe it will fit well on that day. And I think you will love it. If you want to hear the song ahead of time, go to, of course, YouTube, I think, has it. Several places have it. And it's called I Have a Dream. And the gentleman's name is Mandela Dunamis. And what a find that was. I was so excited. And so you'll hear him and a little bit of story on January 16th, which is a show that starts out with Martin Luther King. All right. Now, the next gentleman, what a character, and I just love him. He's got to come back on the show next year. He just does. It is fun to talk to somebody who is so creative and so talented, yet has an insane sense of humor. And we got along just great, I think. His name is Eddie Mann. He's a singer-songwriter. And again, his manager sent me the information. And we kept missing each other. We kept missing dates. And finally, we got together just November, I think it was. And what an experience. What a trip. I went to another world, I think, when I interviewed Eddie Mann. So I want to pull one of his songs from not his Christmas album, but from his regular album, and it's called Seize the Moment. Moment. And there's many a movie and many a song written by Seize the Moment, but here's the thing. Put in a context of spiritual, Seize the Moment for me is when God calls you And you have to get in your ship and sail. In other words, you have to move to wherever it is that he wants you and needs you. And sometimes that's a little uncomfortable. Sometimes it's exciting, and sometimes it is confusing. But here's the thing, God gives you the gift, and not just for us preachers, but, you know, everyone. And at some point, he's going to enlighten you as to what that gift is supposed to do. So when you're enlightened, seize the moment. That's Eddie Mann. I just love him. He's so great. If you get a chance to pick up his music, please do. Okay, so we're in the second half hour of this show. The dancing girls and the clowns have not arrived yet, so I will continue as usual. Here we go. New things that happened in the life of Journey 8 with myself for 2016. Now, what does that have to do with music? Not a darn thing. But it's an encouragement, I think, for all of you to realize no matter how young or old you are, you can, and this ties into seize the moment and spirit and all that, you can follow whatever is giving you that sense of being driven within yourself. So for a long time, I have been, I won't say that word. I have been concentrating, oh, that's a good word, on having a podcast. Everyone said podcasting, that's where it's at. And you just pick up the microphone and you talk. And so I listened to 10,000 podcasts. And there was one on a guy who makes home wine and how he does this and how he does that. And another guy who does this, a lady who cooks in her pajamas. So the whole crux of the show is what pajamas she has on that day. I think it's quite funny. A lot of podcasts are meant to be tongue-in-cheek kind of things. I think they're artistic ways for people to just express themselves without, you know, feeling like they have to be oh so perfect. So I thought to myself, what would I do if I started a podcast? And of course, anything I have in the studio here is more than sufficient for podcasting, so I didn't have to buy anything, which was good. So I started late in the year, probably October, with a humorous look at serious subjects like faith and imagination, duty, and God. Now, why would I make that humorous? Because in the end, if you make it through the 5 or 10 minute podcast, you will find that it all ties together. You know, so it's laid out in the format of 99 sheep. That's what it's called. 99 sheep. Basically referring to the parable in the New Testament about a shepherd who leaves his 99 sheep safe in their little corral and goes and looks for the one lost sheep. Now, those 99 sheep he left behind could have gotten attacked by bears and, coyotes or whatever roams the desert out there. And he found his one lost sheep, and they were all brought back together. So in trying to name the show, I thought, how perfect, 99 sheep were the ones left behind while God goes and does other stuff. Sometimes that's how we feel. So I gave us the profile that we were shepherds. I call them sheepers. And we go out and we have all kinds of little adventures. You can find 99 Sheep on iTunes and Google and wherever. It's free, of course, like most podcasts. Download it and have some fun. We just recorded episode 10 a couple of weeks ago, I think. And it's a story. Okay. Excuse me. Story of a sheep called Mrs. Woolifrey and her baby lamb called Harry. Think about it, and you can laugh later. All right, so Mrs. Woolifrey and her baby live in the stable where Jesus was going to be born. So here you are with this storyline of what happens, and there's a whole story. Now, I'm not saying the story itself is biblical. It might be, but it's more imagination. But it's a wonderful story for children. A wonderful story about how the sheep keep Jesus warm during the night. So, 99 Sheep, and I think you'll like it, really. It's home site. The easiest way to find it is to go to podomatic.com. Podomatic is where I park it. Okay? And like I said, you can get it on iTunes and Google also. Okay, that was one thing that happened in 2016 and is still happening. I think I'll continue it. And I enjoy torturing everyone. Some people have written to me and say, how can you be so humorous about something as serious as the Bible? Well, you know, Jesus himself had a few lighthearted moments. And there's nothing wrong, if you're not committing blasphemy, of taking a little bit of a cockeyed look at something and bringing it all back together again. That's the key. And if it helps someone understand a parable or a piece of passage, then God bless them, it happened. So, 99 Sheep, a new thing. There is a special new thing that happened. In 2016, and made me very, very proud. My dear friends, Jen Phipps and Ellen Carica were ordained as reverends, and it was exciting for me to see it happen, because I played a small part in their education, and it was great. Jen, as you know, or you may not know, is working on her Partridge Family School Bus. That's what I call it. It's a small school bus that she is restoring so that she can take her work on the road. And she will be awesome. Ellen, who has so many spiritual gifts to share, is going to work with me on guiding, helping to guide her where her spirit fits best. And I have some wonderful ideas, and she's going to be okay. She is one spiritual woman. Listen, if you ask Ellen to pray for you, you better sit down and shut up. All right. So I'm excited about their ministry. Now, about 4 years ago, Jen and I and a couple people from the church that we were going to at the time took a song written by Jennifer Knapp, and we arranged it, and it came out pretty kind of cool, pretty kind of rock and roll. It's a Christmas song. It's called Sing Mary Sing, and I think you might like the end result. I remastered it this year for the album, and let's take a listen to Sing Mary Sing. Isn't that a great song? We had a blast doing that song. Now, the person's voice that you hear doing the repeat is actually my voice teacher, was at the time, and she had no music for it. She just slid right into it, and it was great. She now performs professionally in all kinds of places, but mostly cruise ships, and she's quite the famous person, I guess. So Sing Mary Sing, it's to wake your spirit up. Yes, that's it. Okay, look at us. We're pushing down the home stretch. Yay! What a year. Okay, so before I leave you, I want to read you something that I read in the last show. It's called The Gift, and it's only a couple seconds long. But it's my word for you. There it goes, something like this. During the Advent Christmas season, I press hard to remind people how important it is to remember the story of the lowly shepherds being first told about the birth of Jesus. The angels were not directed to announce his birth to the Pharisees or the kings or the princes. Excuse me. For his mission was to bring the lowly to the forefront and set the path for our life. God chose shepherds to remind us to connect with the overlooked, the forgotten, the needy, and the outcast. You know, the true meaning of Christmas is not the wrappings, but in the gift. A small infant lying in a manger in a stable. Humble beginnings for a king, don't you think? God could have chosen any place or temple to have Jesus be born in, but the plan was to let all of us know redemption has come for everyone. And his name will be called Jesus, God with us, Emmanuel. The gift of this child is God's way of saying, we are all good enough to hear the news of Jesus' birth and what it means. We don't need a special gold ticket. Nope, got it already. You know, I think Charles Schulz had it just right in his cartoon movie of the Charlie Brown Christmas. Each year we watch Linus tell Charlie Brown about the meaning of Christmas by reciting the scripture in the Bible that affirms the story. And at the end, Linus looks at Charlie Brown and says, "That's what Christmas is about, Charlie Brown." Yeah, for me, it's about the gift of Jesus Christ. It's about God touching us. I call it the Christmas touch. And when it happens to you, I know your life will change. Yes. In closing, all I can say is to try it this year. Find a way to touch the overlooked, the forgotten, the marginalized. In doing so, you will be blessed. And you will see God's face in theirs. And then you will have experienced the Christmas gift. All right, so that's it. We're going to say goodnight and God bless you. And have a merry, merry Christmas. I will see you in 2017.
Thank you so much for spending time with us this evening. Please come back again. And remember, be kind in all you do. And the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Reverend Judy Hosner.